any chance that it's going to slow you down next week? We expect to be full go next week.
Yeah, I expect to be full go by next week. We just wanted to use these couple of days to try to get it back right and rehab it a little bit.
How painful was it during the game? When you went off, you looked like you were in a lot of pain.
It was painful. You know, I landed right on a AC joint that I've injured, you know, a few times this season. Just kind of landed right on the top of it, but, went in, got taken care of, and, by halftime, I was cool.
You separated or just sprained?
I landed right on top of the AC joint. You know, just got a AC sprain.
Do you, by any chance, remember your first impression of Victor Cruz and kind of whether he came out of nowhere or inside the locker room?
Yeah, definitely. He was, his rookie year, the preseason game against the Jets, that's when he jumped out at us and made plays. He's been a playmaker, ever since.
When you don't play against an opponent, you didn't play against the Patriots last time, how do you study for that team?
You just got to look at the things they do. It was early in the season, once we faced them. I feel like, we're two different teams at this point, They do some things different. We do things different. We're at a different place now, and it's on a big stage. So you got to be ready to expect everything.
This, when you look at their secondary and they have like wide receivers in their secondary, do you look and you say, "How is this working?"
You don't want to overlook him because obviously he's an athlete. He's playing both ways over there and making plays. But it's secondary that you don't want to overlook. That they're here in this big game for a reason. Whatever they've been doing, it's been working to get them to this point. But, we just got to take advantage of the opportunities when they're available to present.
Being a wide receiver, it's kind of like, I know they translate, but there's nothing weird about it at all to you.
I don't want to say it's weird, because, like I say, he's just an athlete. He's good at doing both. But I feel like, you just can't overlook them. Whatever they've been doing up to this point, it's been working because they are where they are today. So you just still can't overlook them.
How do you think you would do with that?
I think I'd do good.
This offense has obviously worked very well this year. Is it a pretty complicated offense for a receiver? Because my understanding is you get to a line, you have three or four choices with each route you have to run.
Right. I think coming in as a rookie maybe. But once you got it, I think it really helps where you come from too. Like I ran a pro style offense in college, so it was kind of just similar for me. I just had to get down the concepts, the patterns and stuff like that, and the concepts of the offense. Once you get it down though, it's just all about reading defenses, reading coverages. If you can read coverages and whatnot, then you'll be good.
What impresses you about that offense and the way Kevin Gilbride uses it, what he calls it?
It's always, an ability for you to win in your route. No matter to what coverage they play, or they try to take one route away, you might have to convert and do another route within the offense, or you try to take one side of the formation away, then you got another coverage beater to the backside that they always work hand in hand. I feel like he's one of the top. He's one of the top. It's not his first time here. He's been around. He got a pretty good resume, and he definitely gets us where we need to be and puts us in the right position to make plays.
Are you surprised he hasn't gotten more head coaching sniffs?
I don't really look into that.
Well, are you happy every year when he comes back?
Yeah, definitely. We've been doing fine offensively since I've been here. Eli's doing good, so I don't see no need to change.
How big is having Mario back and healthy? I mean, he's had a touchdown in his playoff game, and what does that do for you and Victor?
It's huge. It's huge for us. He's definitely been a guy that, injury kind of, hindered him a little bit this season, but, he's done a good job at fighting through it, and, he's come on in a time of need. He's been flying high throughout the whole playoffs, and in our eyes, and making plays in clutch situations.
Last question, guys.
He's a quiet guy. I mean, does he do a lot of his talking sort of behind the scenes? I mean, does he help you guys? I know he's probably the longest tenure of your group.
Yeah, I think you know, with his personality, he's more laid back, but more get the job done, you know, on the field, and you know, off the field, you know, in our meeting room, we take it serious, and you know, at times we joke around too. He's pretty down earth. He's humble. He's a humble dude.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.